And we are live.
Yo.
That's right. We are here, Lishon Diaries. We back. And of course, I'm here with my homie.
Jizzy, a.k.a. I stole your mother's social security check so I could pay for my student loans.
I did it.
Okay, I didn't do that.
Sasha, the stealing checks.
Yeah, I borrowed a check that I used to pay another check.
Oh.
Let's just say that, you know, let's just leave it at that. And we're back. We're live. Lechon Diaries. It's been a while.
We're here. It's been a while. And I'm glad that we're here because there's a lot of things we want to talk about. There's a lot of things that make us the reason why we're here today. Yes, one of the things that make us here today, though, is bills. And there's a lot of weird-ass bills out there in the world.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Usually we try to stay away.
You're talking about the Con Edison bill? You're talking about the gas bills? The mortgage?
The electric bills?
What bills are you talking about?
But in particular, there was a weird-ass bill that spoke a lot of controversy, right, through the last couple of days. I'm not versed on it. I just heard about it. The TikTok bill banned.
Yeah.
Jizzy, inform us the people.
Of course, as your fellow resident TikTok addict, I will say that it's kind of crazy. So apparently 81% of I want to say government officials, let's just leave it at that, agree to ban TikTok because they think that because TikTok is controlled by a foreign government, that it is stealing American users' information and using it basically as like spying on American government, right? And then another thing that came out because of that bill was that the former Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, he's a munch for real, that's what his real name should be. He says that he's going to put together a committee or an investor group so they can buy TikTok. All right. So first things first, the CEO of TikTok, he is from Singapore. We need to make sure that we say that because everyone, like, yes, the main investor group that owns TikTok is ByteDance, that is from China. But they don't have any affiliations with the Chinese government.
Right.
And the funny thing is, it's just like, yo, fuck healthcare, fuck affordable housing, fuck universal, you know, standard living, whatever. They said, you know what? Fuck all of those issues that we have. Let's ban TikTok. I'm just like, y'all can't agree on anything at all. But you coming after the social media platform because there was some leaked audio that came out. That was saying that, you know, like, oh, we have a TikTok problem because, you know, Gen Z, the younger generation, they're not falling for the schemes. They're not falling for the Israeli propaganda, you know. And it's just like, I honestly do enjoy social media. There is a lot of bullshit on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Per usual.
For sure.
But I will say, I have learned more from social media than I have from like standard news networks like CNN or MSNBC, whatever. Because as we all know, as it's come to light, a lot of these organizations are owned by a mega conglomerate and they're pushing out a narrative that they want you to believe. They're like, no. Don't tell them the real actual truth. Let's tell them our version of the truth, you know, and
controlling the narrative.
Exactly. So social media has allowed for different voices, different perspectives that are actually more accurate to come out. Like, I'm going to say this. So way back in the day, I want to say 2013, 2014, I used to be on Tumblr. I used to be a Tumblr girly.
Shout out Tumblr.
I was on the wave in the early 2000s before, you know. This was before Tumblr got super weird, but, you know, I was on there. And I remember there was, I want to say it was like 2012 that there was something that was going on in Egypt, and a lot of the regular news media, they were like telling one narrative of what was going on in Egypt, but then I go on Tumblr and I see another side. It's like, yo, I wouldn't see this side if it wasn't for Tumblr. And then I remember again when there was another conflict at Gaza 2014, 2015. Again, I saw that shit on Twitter. I saw more information online than I did from these standard media sites. And then, the election comes around, right? And you see shit floating around social media that's not true. And it's just like, wait a minute, you guys know that we use this more, and you're trying to control the narrative this way, but we could see through the bullshit. And
Facts.
what I find funny is that politicians, like, they are so bad at being villains. You know what I mean? Like, they are so bad at hiding shit because, like, back then when there was no social media, when there was no access to computers, it only those who were in the know knew shit was going down. Nowadays, it's like we see everything up front and personal, and they still don't know how to conceal that shit. Like, they're trying to control it and be like, oh no, we want you. And the even funnier is that America stays on China's dick.
Yeah,
Like,
they do.
America is China's dick rider supreme. They spit on it and do splits on it. Okay? But y'all are doing the same thing that you criticize China for. Like back when there were all these mass protests against the Chinese government, because they were talking about human rights violations and police brutality, etc. Same thing that we talk about here. And you guys were like, oh, yeah, we're against the Chinese government. Like, they're mistreating their citizens. But I'm like, you are doing the
Do
same
the same
thing
thing.
here.
Right.
Like, what do you mean? Yeah, I hope that the ban doesn't go through. I actually do enjoy that app. I found many funny creators on that app. I've been inspired by so much art on that app. I've learned a lot of information. I've actually read books because of recommendations I saw on TikTok. So, and I listen, Gen Z, I mean, some of the things y'all do is a little sus. But overall, I fucks with the younger folk. They seem to be angry and uprising and stuff, and they're doing the things that millennials, like we started doing, and then we got bogged down by the system. And it's just like, all right, listen, like we're gonna try our best in other ways. I mean, listen, the generational shit doesn't even matter to me, to be honest, because I feel like that whole millennial Gen Z bullshit is just like, that's for white people. You know what I mean? Like, I never sat there and was like, oh, you dumb young people. It's like, I never really sat there and thought about that. It's just like, okay, cool. Like, you're young. I was young too. I remember what the fuck it was like. Like, I remember all those articles that were like, oh, millennials are destroying Macy's. Millennials are destroying the diamond industry. Millennials are destroying Applebee's. I'm like, bro, we're not destroying it. We can't afford it. Like, what the fuck you want us to do? And like, we were, doing like practical stuff. I think people kind of forget that there were things that other the younger generations are being like taking credit for, which is like, we didn't do that. Like, look back to the 60s and 70s when we had the Young Lords, the Black Panther Party, the Asian American Alliance, like those groups, the all the tribes, the native tribes, like those people were the ones who were doing the work and set forth the precedent for us to keep doing it today. So before people be like, oh yeah, Gen Z is like, haha, they're so badass. I'm like, yeah, they are badass in certain ways, but I mean, you can't give them all the credit. Just say you can't give all millennials credit either. Like, If you stand up for what's right, you're gonna do what's right.
Right.
Anyway, don't ban TikTok, y'all. Like, that
Yeah,
shit's lit. Also,
I mean, like, the thing
how am
is,
I
like,
supposed to? How am I gonna get thirst edits of Roman Reigns? You know,
where
I
am I
can't
gonna learn
go
the
up the
latest
thirst
dance?
edits.
Where am I gonna learn the latest dance? You know, save for one for TikTok.
Nah,
You
you can
know?
keep those stupid dances. The dances aren't even cool. They're just like shoulder
The funny
shimmy.
thing is, like, is it actually a dance or is it just unique
It's
hand
just,
movements to
yeah,
words?
it's like
I'm saying, like, because that's
fucking,
all it is.
it's like the Jabba Walkies tutting. They're just like, I'm like,
Right,
you
right,
imagine
right,
going,
right.
imagine going to the club doing that.
We'll see.
You getting kicked out.
You just, well, that's the okay. So that's the thing I want to ask you, right? Is like, there's people that can dance and there's people that can TikTok dance. Is it the
Exactly.
same? To me, it's
No,
not, right?
it's not.
Because after you have done your 30-second routine, what are you gonna do after that? You can't, you know, you can't dance
Exactly.
regularly.
Right, because
You
like,
know?
okay. Like, imagine you at a party, right? And then that song, Renegade, like, Renegade, Renegade. It's like, okay, you're doing that. And
Yeah.
then what happens?
Right.
What happens after?
Right, exactly. Then you don't know what to do because, oh, okay. Like, if they play like a song like, I don't know, SZA, Snooze, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? There's no dance for that.
Yeah,
You
or
know?
like the, yeah, and, okay, dance
If they put
shows
112 anywhere, you going to actually like
Yeah,
mimic
what are you
like
gonna?
doing it everywhere at the stairs and shit? Like, you know.
I don't know. Yeah, like there are certain Okay, I'm gonna say this, right?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
TikTok dances is just rehearsed choreography. It's the same thing as back in the 2000s when all those like Step Up movies came out. Because it's just like, you're not going to a party with six of your homies and rehearsing a dance and doing a dance battle. Unless this is like a dance, you know, place. Like, you know, it's a group of people that all dance, fine. But if you go to a regular ass party, like imagine a song, a Usher song comes on and you start doing all this
What
and
song are we
shit.
Talking about? Cut Up? Are we
I
talking
mean,
about Cut Up?
Does it matter? It doesn't matter, to be honest. Like, just think about, you know, Usher featuring Luda, okay?
Okay, yeah,
right. And you start doing crumping and shit. I'm like, that's not. People are going to look at you like, oh shit, he's having a seizure. Does he need assistance? Sir, can you hear me? You know, like, I don't know.
Oh
Sometimes
shit,
I
he's
feel,
moonwalking. Look at that.
It's like, oh, that's cool for like a minute. And then what
Oh
are you
shit,
going
he
to
pulled
do?
An umbrella out of nowhere.
Bruh. This is a time and place. It's a time and place. You know?
Yeah, facts. No, I agree. I agree. Because it's kind of like, it, you know, after a while, it kind of gets like, yo, just chill. Like, well, how about you just bob your
Exactly.
weave? Just bob your head. Tap your foot. Just tap your foot. That's all you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, some people might see it as exercise. I don't know. But like,
you know, listen, I don't know. Also, can I just give one shout out to myself? I'm looking at the logo that I created. I'm like, damn, I can't believe I drew that.
Yeah, man, come on. This is it's one of the dopest logos I've seen. You know what I'm saying? It's
I was like, yo, this is lit.
This is one of my favorite logos all the time. That's why I like, you know, for Getcho, anytime like Benji or Vince wants to put like an art thing for the cover art,
yeah.
I always add it to the episode, right? But for Lechon, like I always put this up. Like this is always like
oh,
my
this
favorite
is the only
thing to
one,
see.
So yeah.
Well, is it all, but it's such a dope thing, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. Two pigs representing us.
Right.
You
like
know?
you're the happy go lucky one with the smile on your face, you know, like, oh yeah. Me is me with my arms crossed, being like, yeah, I don't know.
Man, what time is it?
but yeah, it's dope. It's dope.
No, nah, it's done. Shout out to you.
Appreciate it.
Speaking
to get
of
back
art,
into the art.
Yeah, you got to get back into it. Come on. We need more MF Doom Kirbys, you know?
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of MF Doom, I actually just bought a poster that I'm going to put up in my living room. It's the MF Doom mask, but in the Louis Vuitton.
Get out.
Yeah, so I'm doing like a whole like New York City kind of wall.
Okay.
What do you call it?
Okay.
Like a, I forgot the term, but yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No, I like that.
So when I put
That's
it up,
dope.
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, I mean the thing is like I've gone back and forth of getting the actual mask just as like a thing to have or getting a I know there's people that make a chain. There's a chain version with
Oh
the
yeah,
mask
seen it. That
that's
might be
like
more practical.
affordable. That's
Exactly,
affordable,
exactly.
because I seen ones where I'm like, whoa,
Like
I love
shit.
MF Doom, but damn, not
Yeah,
that.
I'm like, that's
Yeah.
crazy. But yeah, you're gonna go into are we gonna talk about our homeboy Toriyama?
Yep. We're gonna talk about R.I.P. Akira Toriyama. You know what I'm saying? The creator of Dragon Ball. The thing is that like I know it was kept on hush by the family, and then it was made public later on, which is something like respect that because like sometimes you never the family doesn't get that time to grieve, especially nowadays where everybody has information on each other for 24/7 hours a day, and they'd be looking at each other like even their private accounts. So shout out to the family and everyone involved that kept that private for them, but the thing that I know that tied us all together, everyone in the calf, including the two of us, is our love for Dragon Ball, right? I mean, speaking on Dragon Ball, I mean, was this Dragon Ball the one that got you into anime?
So it wasn't the one that got me into anime. Actually, the one that actually got me into anime was Sailor Moon. So when
Shout out.
Toonami, came out and they started showing these animes, I'm like, oh, this is kind of funky. And at first they used to show yeah, they showed like Dragon Ball, Cowboy Bebop, Gundam Wing. And but there was one time, like in the earlier slots, they showed Sailor Moon, and I was like, oh, this is so, like, this is girly and this is so cool. And Usagi is like out here fighting people and doing her little sequence to dress up, and I just thought it was so cute. Obviously, Dragon Ball Z has a special place in my heart. That was like one of the animes that me and my brother used to watch together. And people used to go to school trying to go Super Saiyan, which was insane. I'm like, I'm the fact that these kids did not have aneurysms is insane, because they looked so crazy trying to go Super Saiyan.
Oh, the hair. Some people try to
Yeah, they're
copy
like,
the
I'm like, yo, y'all are about to shit yourselves. Like, relax.
was, yo, you about to give yourselves hemorrhoids, please.
Right. Now, way back in the day when I used to have a little podcast called The Deadass Bros,
Shout out.
shout out for the one time. I used to make jokes about Dragon Ball. I used to shit on Dragon Ball because, one, it was just fun. Like,
Of course. I mean, listen, I love Dragon Ball, but there's so much stuff that you can shit on it.
yeah,
It's,
exactly. And people used to get so tired. I will never forget this tweet that I put up. I didn't mind you. Normally, like when I used to tweet on that account, any like the Tony Storm tweets would always pop off.
That's my favorite.
The live tweets for any pay-per-view would pop off, and then the Temptation Island tweets would pop off. But one random ass tweet that I put out was, I said, Goku is a deadbeat father.
Facts.
And people got heated when I said that shit. And I was blocking people left and right, 'cause I'm like, yo, you're threatening my life over a tweet, over a fake two-dimensional character. Get a grip on reality, buddy. Like, because I will say this, listen. The fact that I feel like Goku didn't have enough of a character development. I felt like he was just too perfect of a character. Like
Really?
someone who was
Okay,
just
okay.
like, he was just too happy-go-lucky. He was just always just, he was kind of just
He
very
wasn't flawed. He always
oblivious.
did the
Yeah,
right
exactly.
thing.
He had like the Superman effect to him, right? Like, and the thing is that, like, yes, I get it, like he grew up, not knowing much about the world and shit like that. Like, okay, fine. But
In the jungle.
there could have been more things. And I'm only speaking about Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. Everything else that came after that, I watched sporadically. I never really sat down to watch, like, fully. So, people who listening to this, if you do come for me, be prepared. That's all I gotta say. Because I will come back at you. But,
I got you. I got
that
you.
whole, like, oh yeah, I just want to train and be the strongest fighter. I'm like, that's it? That sounds boring as hell. You're whack.
Right.
You got a bad, I don't even know how he got that bad bitch Chi-Chi. Okay?
Right.
Like, you tell me you go home, you eat 82 bowls of rice, you fuck your wife, and you dip off for training. You had another man
Right.
raising your son. And his name is
Right.
Piccolo.
Exactly. He has a full Namek, you know what I'm saying? A full-on Namek raising his son. Well, we said
Right.
this many times.
And he called him a Namek with a hard N. I'm like, damn, that was
You crazy.
racist. I'm like, not the hard N.
Like he got a Namek for his dad. And the thing is, like, we always make the comparison between Goku and Rey Mysterio, right? Because Rey Mysterio, in a way, wasn't always there for Dom. You know what I'm saying? And it shows, you know? And Goku, in a way, wasn't never there as a father. And he got two kids. He got Goten too.
Exactly. Go, yeah. And I'm just like, bro, what are you doing out here? And like, Chi-Chi's a real one. See, we always talk about the male characters of these shows,
No,
but I'm like, yo,
speaking of it, yeah.
Chi-Chi is a real one. She was like, listen, don't fucking talk to me sideways. You, like, she was always holding it down, right? Like, she
Yes.
did not let Goku get away with stupid shit that he used
Right.
to say and do. Bulma too. Bulma was like, she
Oh,
was like,
dude, come
listen,
on, man. Bulma is a
like,
real one. Like,
I'm a
she was the
rich
only one that could control Vegeta.
Exactly. She was like, I'm a rich bitch and you know it, okay?
Right.
Do not talk to me sideways. Don't you dare come at me. And Vegeta was like, shit, all right.
I kind of
Like,
like
you got a mom, you know.
Yeah, and the thing is too, Bulma, right? Like Capsule Corp, they're one of the richest families in the Dragon Ball Z world. She was not afraid to get her hands dirty. You know what I'm
Right,
saying?
exactly. She wasn't like
Homegirl
one of
was
those.
deep in the jungle looking for these Dragon Balls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Did she complain about getting her hair wet, but was she still there? Yes.
Yeah,
You
she,
know?
listen, Bulma was that bitch, okay? And yeah, I mean, listen, I know Yamcha was definitely tight. You know, Yamcha was definitely in his feelings. Because, you know, they were like, they were together when they were like teens or whatever, and then she went on to Vegeta, and you know, listen, Yamcha never recovered, right?
No. His
She was the one
character,
that got
no.
away. Yeah, she was the
Yep.
one that got away, and
He was left behind in every facet. I mean, character-wise, character
yeah, it was just.
development-wise.
Well, it sucks because like the in the video, damn, what fucking video game was that? Was it called Dragon Ball
Oh, I think I
Budokai?
know the one you talk about.
Tenkaichi Budokai?
It's like it was like the one of the bigger ones, right? The
Yeah,
was it
so
PlayStation 3? Was it PlayStation 3, I think it
I think
was?
so. Listen, my brother had the game, and I remember like I used to pick Tien, that's my boy. Tien and Yamcha were like
Tien?
my Tien, Yamcha,
Solid,
and Android
solid guy.
18. Those are like the
Andrew,
three main people I
oh,
used to
shout out
pick.
Andrew 18, another real one, another real one.
Exactly. Even though, you know, she was a robot or Android, I guess, and
She
Krillin. I'm
still
like,
shows some love for Krillin.
she was the original AI.
Yeah, for real.
She
She was the original sex doll. Shout out Krillin. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking Krillin, bro. That dude. Everybody out here acting like they're Goku when in reality they're more like Krillin, but whatever.
Right. I mean, dude, look at what he did, right, to keep his girl. This dude grew, is wearing a wig 24 hours a day, right?
I
Like,
was like, bro. That actually a lot of y'all couldn't relate.
yeah.
A lot of y'all could relate,
Being
but
that height, you know,
right.
like.
And you being, you know, your homeboy is better than you, and you feeling salty about that. But I digress. Yes, R.I.P. Akira Toriyama. Yeah, I mean, listen, it sucks, and he definitely left his manga definitely inspired other manga artists and other animes for sure. So
Yeah.
it was nice to see the outpouring of love and support, and I hope that he rests easy. That
Facts.
being said, yeah, listen, the family had every right to keep it private. I mean, fuck, MF Doom. We didn't know MF Doom died for like a whole month.
Yeah, and there was a couple times where we thought that he died a whole year prior. Remember on
You know,
Halloween that one year? Like,
he died on Halloween, and then we didn't find out till like a month and a half later. I'm like, damn, bro. He really was the original mass villain, like.
facts. No, but you know the thing is, like, when you're saying the outpour for Akira Toriyama, like, I don't know why I never realized that how much Dragon Ball Z has on the Latin community. I mean, yo, I was just talking about it on with Vince and the homies yesterday. Is that when Dragon Ball Z Super was coming out, the Mexican government had live viewings of the episodes. I don't know if you've ever seen videos of this, but this thing looked like a huge ass like party,
That's
right? It
crazy.
was like the entire like town, cities on these giant screens watching Dragon Ball Z Super. And
Yeah.
it was done by the government. And you know about the videos too? The videos were pirated.
That's crazy.
And they didn't care. We're like, no, we have to see what's gonna happen. But speaking on that, like the Latin America, you know, they have like parades incorporated into their cities, into their culture. It's all based on Dragon Ball. You know, we were talking about yesterday, like the cartel had to pause for 2 weeks, they said. I don't know if that's real or not, but
Yeah, I don't
if
know. I
I
don't
don't know if it's
know
real or not,
if
but I
that's
believe it.
real.
I believe it, you know.
But I think that I think it's because if and anyone could come and correct us if we're wrong. But I do remember Dragon Ball being one of the first animes that was translated to Spanish.
Yes, and so I did some deep dive research on this, and one of the things that like Telemundo, like the Hispanic channels were trying to get, they were trying to fill the airwaves with cartoons, and because it was too expensive to get it from America, they're like, well, what else can we get it from? So they got it from Japan because it was cheaper. And so once they got it from Japan and they just started airing it, it just progressively got popular and popular. And at the time, I didn't think about this, but one of my older OG friends was telling me, you have to watch Dragon Ball on Telemundo in the morning at 7 a.m. I was like, why? It comes on Toonami at 4 p.m. He's like, nah, they have the original version, Japanese version on Telemundo. That they don't show you on Toonami. So when I
Yeah,
did
because
that, and
it was
it was
cheaper for
cheaper,
them
but
to
they
get,
didn't edit anything out. So like in Toonami, I never knew that Piccolo's blood was purple. But man, the next day when I turned on Telemundo, yo, they showed his arm laying on the ground, all that purple blood. I'm like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? I actually watched Goku turn Super Saiyan in Spanish, and that shit hit. That
Right.
shit hit harder than the And now knowing this, now it correlates. Like oh yeah, I see why. I definitely see why, you know. So I mean, yeah, shout out to Dragon Ball, shout out to my Latin homies, you know what I'm saying, out there. But yeah, but speaking on anime, right? We spoke about Toonami, right? That first block of shows, I can't remember in order, but I know a bunch of them were on there, like Gundam Wing, right? Sailor Moon was on there. I remember Tenchi Muyo. Tenchi Muyo. I don't remember him. Yeah, and then there was one other one I can't remember, but those were the so the kind of like I say OGs that kind of started like mainstream media getting into anime. But now, nowadays, what are some of the shows that you're watching nowadays?
Great question. So, I just caught up on Demon Slayer. Absolutely love Demon Slayer. I love the story.
Yes, dude.
The animation is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones that I hope they come back for another season is Fire Force. Okay. Again, love the story, love the animation, and the sound quality on that anime is just absolutely peak.
It was like
a one-off, which, you know, kind of sucks for that. You really liked it, but it's called How to Keep a Mummy. It's like a little slice of life. It's like about this cute little mummy, and like this kid, his dad is like our archaeologist, and he sends them trinkets and stuff, and he sent them like a sarcophagus, and inside was like this little, it was like a little baby mummy. Like this cute little baby mummy comes out, and he is just absolutely adorable. It's just like a story of him and his friends getting all these little weird onis, you know, little demons, and they're just like friends. It's just like a cute little wholesome anime, honestly.
Okay, I gotta check that out. The wholesome animes are good too.
Yeah, like, I like a good, wholesome anime that's not horny. You know what I mean? Like, because there's too many horny animes. Like, I don't want to see a 12-year-old with size H titties. I don't. That's disgusting. Okay? Disgusting. I don't want to see...
Like, yeah, okay, you speak on it. The sexualization for the women in anime is like, yo, six, what?
Yeah, it's like, oh, she's actually 2,500 years old, but she looks like a 7-year-old. No, I don't want that.
Like, to just speak on what you're talking about. So there's one that we watch, me and Natalie. We watch Akomi Can't Communicate. I don't know if you've ever seen this.
No, I have not seen it.
Okay, so basically, so the premise of the show is that somebody dealing with social issues, it also has like mental health, it has depression, it has all those things in the show, right?
Okay.
Each character has like their own kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's the concept of the show, right? So Komi has a tough time interacting socially, right?
Mm.
So instead, she writes it on a notebook, right? And what she wants to say because she's too shy to say it, right?
Yeah.
And then she has a friend, right, that helps her get through the day communicating wise and all this stuff, right? But how they mask all of this?
I mean,
they have her dress up in like a very, like, you know, schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah.
Right. And when she's nervous, okay, what do you do when you're nervous? You just like kind of like just don't do anything. You're just like, they have her go like that. Like, almost like a whisper.
Yeah, like exactly. Like, why are we doing this? Yeah, I don't get that sexualization, you know, like.
But I love it though. I still the show.
Like I do listen. I do enjoy anime a lot, but there are times where I'm just like, man, I cannot get past this.
Like, yeah,
this
like Food Wars.
Okay. Listen, Food Wars extremely horny sexual, but I love Food Wars.
Dude, the comedy in Food Wars,
it's definitely one that doesn't take itself seriously. I've also been enjoying some like Netflix animes.
Their anime department has really stepped up in the last like 10, 5 years.
There's this new one that's out. Is it called Dinner in Dungeon?
Oh, I seen the previews. I haven't seen the actual show.
It's so funny. It's so cool. It's such a different concept. I'm like, okay, yeah, I fucked with it.
Because Hero Academia came from the Netflix camp, right?
Is that where it came from? I mean, I think they had it up there at one point, but no. Like,
but it wasn't from their own department. It's not. It's from MAPPA. Well, I know Seven Deadly Sins, right? Deadly Sins is from them too? From Netflix? Oh, they just
no. The Netflix original,
Let's have it. Oh, okay.
you could see it because their art style is a little different. It's like their art style is like a combination of like the anime and American. So Castlevania is
Okay.
a Netflix it's a Netflix one,
Yeah.
and yeah, Dinner and Dungeon. There's
I think
another one, Blue
Tressie is
Eye.
one that's from them, I
Yeah,
think.
that one. Yep.
Yeah.
Blue Eye Samurai. So
Blue
they
Eye.
have a
Oh,
few.
dude. Blue Eye Samurai. Did you finish? Did you watch the whole thing?
I did not. I haven't even started yet. I have it on
Oh,
my
dude. You
list.
will love the art in there. The
Okay,
art is dope. The art is
I'm
like,
there.
I can't even like express how good it is.
I'm also waiting for all the episodes to come out so I can watch Ninja Kamui, because I saw a preview and I was like, "Holy shit, this might be
Okay,
it."
okay. I
So,
might have to check that out too then.
what else am I enjoying?
Well, we talked about one of the other ones that we're watching, Spy Family.
Yes, love
And
Spy
that's a
Family.
great show. Like it's a combination of like action, it's fun, it's actually like the whole family can watch too, 'cause like there's that
Exactly,
whole
yeah.
dynamic of so for people who don't know, like basically it's a spy assassin and it's a girl who has telekinesis.
Yep,
And the
but no
mission
one
is
knows. Yeah.
that no one knows except for well, just her. And
Yeah.
basically their whole mission is that they have to be a family. And they have to go through private school to do this mission. And all the angst that go into it. I mean, the girl, the chick that's the assassin is just a beast. I mean,
Yeah, she's a she's so funny. Because I'm like, listen, this is the funniest thing, right? Lloyd Forger, who plays the patriarch, who's the
Yeah.
father, who's a spy, he's supposed to be the world's best spy, and he can't tell that his wife is a fucking deadly assassin.
Right,
Like,
right.
oh wow, she beat the shit on me. That's so crazy. She must be a really strong woman. I'm like, you, nothing in your brain told you, wait a minute, she might not be who she says she is.
Right. And the fact that like she always sneaks up on him, and that's the reason why he
Exactly.
like is in love with her, 'cause like he can't predict her moves. Well, I was
Yeah,
like,
I'm
but
just
because she's
like,
an assassin, you know what I'm saying? Like you're not supposed to know, you know?
right,
Like
that. And so I do need to catch up, because I typically like to let episodes come out so I could just watch all of them
Yeah.
at once. Buddy Daddies is a funny one.
No,
That
I haven't
stuff
seen
that's
that. Okay.
yeah, so that's on Amazon Prime and of course Crunchyroll. But it's about these two assassins. They meet a little girl while looking for her father, and they ended up like taking her in.
Okay.
So it's like these two assassins who kind of act like father figures to this girl. It's listen, it is adorable. It's cute. It's funny. It's kind of like action and slice of life all together. So
Okay, I'm gonna
I
check
rec
that out.
recommend for sure.
There's a well, okay, one that we did watch was like a we watched My Family Demon Slayer. We actually went to the
Yep.
theater to go watch the first episode for the new season.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So that was like it was cool because like I haven't done that. I mean, the last time I did that was like with my brother, and that was like
Yeah.
for I think it was for Dragon Ball or something. But like to do that with Natalie was really cool, because it was the first time that she got to experience that. And yeah, it was good. I mean, that's where we got the that we saw that the Spy Family is gonna have their own movie too. So that was there. So like we're hyped for that. So I mean, yeah, Demon Slayer is really good though.
Yeah, I absolutely like it's insane how much I really love Demon Slayer. And
Like
it's
at
not
first I
like,
didn't think I was gonna get into it like the way we are, but like
yeah,
because you
because
see
you
so
know
many
what it
zombie
is?
type stuff.
Right, but this has it's like the heart of the story. Like what I love about the anime, and of course it has like a lot of comedic funny moments, but
Oh yeah, I
at the
mean
heart of it, what I enjoy is, especially when at a time like I was watching My Hero and a lot of the, like a lot of this action anime, like shonen anime with male characters, because shonen doesn't always have to be men, but a
Right.
lot of the shonen male centric animes, they tend to make their characters so fucking OP. It's
Dude.
like they just get power up after power up after power up, power ups that they don't even deserve. I'm like, they didn't even work for it. And then they be making them complain. So I'm like, I can't do it. Oh my, like, shut your bitch ass.
Vegeta, that's Vegeta,
Oh
right?
my God. I was like,
Vegeta couldn't take it that another dude was stronger than him, right?
yeah, I'm like,
To
you're mid.
the
That's
point where he was trying
it.
to kill himself. He was just gonna
Yeah.
kill himself until the point where he got turned Super Saiyan.
Vegeta is Bakugo. And that's the thing too, like they always do this like frenemies kind of thing,
Oh,
like they're
always.
like, oh, like they're that's their best friend, but not really because they think they're competition. But it's just like, my guy, you are he is leaps beyond you.
Right.
The best thing you could do is stand on the sideline and be a supporter, okay? Don't worry, I'm gonna be stronger than you one day. It's like, no, you're not. You will never, literally never catch up because the way that these stories are written, you are meant to be a tertiary character.
Yeah,
Now,
you're a sidekick.
exactly. Now, Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer, because those are two that recent they come to recent memory. Almost everyone is strong in their own right. And it doesn't take away from the main character. Like, I recently finished Demon Slayer, so obviously it's still in my head, but like there was a point in the episode where shit looked like things were getting dire. It looks like homeboy was not gonna make it. And you know, one of the what are they called? One of the upper rank demon slayers.
I forgot the term, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like they one of them pulled up and they saved the day, and it didn't take away from the main character. It's
No.
like, yo, he is still strong in his own right, but he needs help, and I think this is why people fuck with One Piece so much, because in One Piece, like, yes, Luffy is OP, but Luffy never turns down the fact that he needs his friends. I can't believe I'm defending One Piece, guys.
What? Hold on, wait. I never knew. Wait, so you're not a fan, or you just don't like the story? There's too much story. Like, they ain't never gonna get there. They ain't never gonna get there.
First of all, listen, my niece and nephews will be old first before that anime
But by the
ends.
time they find it.
They will be my age when the anime ends. And right now, one of them is 4 months old and one of them is one. Okay,
Damn.
so no, I don't think you need to spend that much time on a story unless that you're only continuing the story because you don't know how to end it. And I couldn't get into the early seasons because the art style is kind of
Oh,
ugly, I'm not gonna
dude.
lie. This is looking a little rough.
It's like they are just like, yeah, we don't have stems, we don't have cells. We're just gonna write it on, do it on paper, and
Like
then the
it just
camera's just gonna
reminds me of
record the whole thing.
like when I used to start drawing, like in the kindergarten, I used to draw long legs and
Yes,
long
dude.
limbs and shit. The art style is, I mean, it has gotten better, I heard over like the later episodes, but it's just like, okay, but how much story can you really tell? Also, there's so much fucking filler. I'm like, why do I need to
Oh,
watch
dude.
all these filler episodes to understand what I'm doing?
It's like, you ever seen that meme about One Piece where the guy's like, "Yeah, are you still watching One Piece?" They're like, "No, nah, I'm done." They're like, "What episode are you on?" I'm like, "Oh, on episode 245." You're almost there.
Yeah,
You're
nah.
almost like, dude, that's like every episode. That's like every 10 episodes. It's like, "Oh, you're
Right, like you're
almost
talking about
there." Like, almost there for what?
yeah, almost there to what? To go back and start again? Because there's
Right,
no way
like the
I'm
how
almost
many episodes
there.
had there been before Luffy became this newer power level? Like
Listen.
250 episodes, like 300.
All I'm saying is, like, listen, I do want to give a shout out to all of the One Piece fans.
Oh,
Like,
yeah. I mean,
I
yeah.
give y'all credit. You guys are extremely dedicated to your craft. You're extremely dedicated to your characters and the anime. I just can't. It's just too much. I can't.
No, I listen, and listen, not every show is for everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I will say, like, yeah, I am a fan of the show. I watch a lot of things in YouTube though. Mm-hmm. Because they do condensed versions of I just can't do all them episodes. But the live action version was really good though.
I did watch the really live good. Action. I did really enjoy good. It. I was not mad at it at all.
No lie, that's what got me like more of a fan was actually the live action version than the anime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did a good job for it. So
The Yu Yu Hakusho was actually pretty good too.
I have not seen it.
It's not bad. I don't think it's at the same level as One Piece, but it's pretty decent. Because you know, Yu Yu Hakusho is an older property too.
Yeah.
So
yep.
But when you're talking about the characters, the male characters, right? And you talk about like how they're, you know, they're OP. But that's the reason why like I like One Punch Man, because it reverses the entire concept and it actually makes fun of all those animes
exactly
in the show. Like Genos, right? He wants to be One Punch Man, and One Punch Man is telling him, but One Punch Man don't even know how he became One Punch Man. So exactly. He's just giving him all this bullshit. Telling me gotta do 1,000 push-ups a day, read all these things, and Genos is actually doing them, and he's never gonna reach that level, you know.
Right.
So yeah, that show is really good. There's also the creator of One Punch Man has another anime too. I don't know if you've seen it. I forgot the name of it, but basically it's like a con artist where he's telling people that he's an exorcist for money. Right.
Oh, I
forgot the name of it, but
this.
He really doesn't know how to do anything. And then when actually demon shows up, he's like, "Oh fuck!"
Oh damn it! Hold on, because that's actually one of you're talking about. Damn, I hear this the song. Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mob Psycho 100. Yeah,
I had to sing the
exactly.
song because.
Yeah.
Nah, I fucked with Mob Psycho. That shit is hilarious.
Like, he his side hustle became his worst nightmare. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I fucked with it, honestly.
Yeah, so like, I love that. I love that show. It was good too. but yeah, I mean, like, just speaking on anime, our love for it. Yeah, that's like one of the things that I truly like. Now, let me ask you a question: did you put anybody on to anime that wasn't into it, that was like, oh, I ain't gonna watch that? Let me tell you,
no.
I remember seeing people make fun of it in high school. Now I know that they like it. I'm like, okay, all right, okay.
Right. I don't think I've ever put anyone on. If I have, no one has ever told me. But yeah, I never put anyone because I know that people may not like it, right? Like people may not fuck with it directly. But another thing too, it was more just like, and I don't want to be that person like, oh, what do you mean? you should watch anime. Like you're missing out. It's like, I do think that there are great animes that people should watch and definitely get into. But I also understand that sometimes people don't want to sit there and watch animations, and it's like, I get it. That's cool.
Right. I mean, I feel the same way. I mean, there's some animes that, like, just because I like anime doesn't mean I'm going to turn in and watch every new anime that comes out. Like,
yeah.
I know this is the big one, but Attack on Titan, right? That's a huge popular one, but I have never really got into it.
So,
you know, I know it. I like the concept. I like what's everything is going on, but I just giant naked people as zombies, I just can't do, you know?
Well, they're not zombies per se, but it's
But
funny you say
they
that
naked
because,
though, like.
yes, it's funny you say that because I actually, I gotta get back into it. I'm up to season two. I actually started watching Attack on Titan because someone on TikTok wrote their PhD dissertation on the political, like on the politics of Attack on
Oh
Titan.
my God.
And that, and like when they were defending the dissertation, that how they were talking about like geopolitical like things that were, I'm like, oh my God, that sounds absolutely amazing. I need to watch it.
Oh my
And
gosh. Okay, a city
honestly,
built with walls, like.
listen, but think about it though. You, if watching Attack on Titan now makes so much fucking sense, because like the propaganda of like this organization of like, oh, you're gonna become, you know, these things, and we gotta defend our city from these things. And then, which something tells me that, listen, y'all probably created them. I,
The
some,
zombies.
again, I don't know. The Titans, whatever the fuck they
Oh,
are,
you talk about like
monsters.
you talk about oh yeah, because
Like the government, like
I dipped
something.
up after season one. I dipped out. But
Okay,
like
so something tells, I'm like, something in my heart tells me that y'all created them, y'all fucked up the experiment, and now you gotta pay for it. And again, I
I
haven't watched
mean
the full thing, but I did get into it. I do need to pick it back up because I have a bad habit of like, sometimes it's either I watch it all in one sitting or I forget about it. But then there'll be like other things that I want to watch too that I'm just like, oh, so trying to dedicate time to just like, okay, let me catch up to this one thing. Oh, but I gotta do this too. You know what I mean? Like, shout
Yeah.
out to the youth who don't got no other responsibilities and all you do is sit at home and watch anime, because I would love to do that. But I have a full-time job and I also have a parent to take care of.
Life.
So, and a life. Yeah, there you go. You know, like I like to have sex. So, you know, I cannot stay and watch anime all the time. Although I will say, and you know, their nerds get freaky. Nerds
Oh,
get freaky.
dude, they do. Come on, I mean, if you look it up, there's so many like cosplay characters, you know what I'm saying, for whatever anime you think of, you know?
Exactly, and they be fucking in the cosplay. I believe it.
Right. But like, oh, I can't reach Super Saiyan. Okay, well, Chi-Chi, you know.
Oh, do you want to play with my Dragon Balls? Like, oh, Goku.
It's
Okay,
like,
yeah, I don't
oh, I
even
was
want
like,
to think about that.
it makes me wonder though, like when they do that, like how does Vegeta and Goku do the fusion? You know what I'm saying?
All
Like,
right, all right, all right. Justin, you're sick.
speaking of things that get people in a chokehold, like
Oh,
the
that's
one thing,
freaky.
the one of the
That's
last things
freaky.
I want to talk to you about, right, is what is up with hydration bottles these days? You know?
Right, listen, don't come for me. Yes, I do have a reusable bottle that I have been sipping on this whole time, but this is like 4.5 years old. Okay, I got it for Christmas. It's simple, modern, so it was only like, I think it cost whoever bought it like $20, and I love it. I keep it at home next to my nightstand all the time. I refill it all the time. I also have like a little water tracker on my phone so that, you know, I can
Okay,
stay
go ahead.
hydrated. Because you know, hydration is key. But
It
you
is.
are right. There is a weird chokehold on these bottles. Because at first it was the, what brand was that?
Was it
Yeah, at first it was the Yeti that everyone was going crazy for. And then after that it was another
Was it
brand.
Hydro Flask? Was after?
The Hydro Flask and the
Which
Yeti. It was like kind
that's
of
the
the
one
same
I like the
time.
best. That's the one I like the best. But go ahead.
Yeah, like those, when those two came out around the same, mind you, this is the funny thing, right? Is that people were already using these bottles before. If you've ever been to any medical facility, all the
Oh,
nurses and
facts.
hospital staff always had them.
Like the Contigos, the Oh
yeah,
igloos, the igloos.
the Contigo always. If you've ever been,
Thermos, thermos.
exactly, a thermos. Like if you've ever commuted to work early in the morning, you've seen the construction workers. They always had that shit. So it wasn't new. You know what I mean? Like it's like I've seen it before, but somehow, some way, it blew up, and everybody needs to be hydrated. Obviously, you know, this was like pandemic time, and people were like, oh, you know, I got to do everything for your immunity, and you can't share things. But then, after the pandemic, as society does, you know, the messaging shifts. Now it's like, oh, you know, lose those pandemic pounds and make sure you're hydrated. Oh, like, make sure you're drinking alkaline water so that you, all
Oh
this
my,
bullshit,
yup.
junk science, you know.
Make sure
And
the water is
then
pH 7.8. Get
I'm just
your
like, what is water? Just drink water. That's it. It
Yeah,
doesn't
right.
matter how you drink it or where. If you have access to clean water, do it. Okay? Because this is the thing that's wild to me, right? Is that people were fist fighting each other at Target because Stanley Cup came out with like
Yeah, I don't get it.
new colors of the cup, which again, Stanley is an old company that they got lucky with their PR and they were able to rebrand, you know, and
Right.
now all the fucking 20-something year olds
The
are walking around
Swifties,
with
the Taylor
their
Swift, the
yeah, they're walking
team.
around with their leggings and their dirty, messy bun, drinking out of his dirty ass cup that they haven't washed in
Let's
like
paint the
8 months.
picture. You know, let's see, oversized sweater, you know, that says Newport
Yeah,
Beach on
over,
it.
oh my God.
leggings,
Yeah, leggings that got the little balls on it because they haven't
cooked Air
fucking
Force Ones, which I'll never understand.
Damn, bro. Now they be cooked for
They be cooked. I
real.
mean, they would have Joel Santana and Dipset upset. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
Like,
they would be in the dirt. They listen, they I don't know. I'm like, damn, were y'all stumbling around in the mud? Like, why are your sneakers looking this fried?
yeah, like, were you running from somebody in the field? Like, what? Why is it?
You know, the hair is in a messy bun with a satin little tie and some flyaways hanging out. And they got their little mini backpack slung over one shoulder and they're holding on to this big industrial size mug
With the straw, that could be
with the
touching anything.
straw.
That could be touching anything.
Yes. And I know for damn
Talking
sure that
about what's
people,
up, girl? Hey,
they don't
girl.
be. I know for a fact people don't be washing those cups
Dude,
out.
and you know they be touching all kinds of stuff.
Yes. So listen, if these bottles help you be hydrated, I'm all for it. I love that for you. That's great. If you need one because, hey, I can't refill my stuff all the time at work, okay, great. That too. Oh, I work somewhere where water isn't a. Again, there are plenty valid reasons why you should have it. But this is for the folks who have the thing is that the word reusable, it means you're supposed to use this, reuse it over and over and over again. Why are you buying 12 Stanley
Right,
cups?
you just need one or two,
You
one
just
or two.
need one. Yeah, one or two. One at home and one to keep with you to go out. And that's it. If you even need it. You know, if you go to the gym, boom, refill that bitch. And you can use that at work, you use that in your car, whatever. And then you keep one at home. You don't need a collection. You
See,
don't need every color.
mine acts as two things, three things. One, it's like, yeah, it's enough for the 12-hour period that I have to work or 13 hours, right? That's one. Two, it's portable, right? And then three, my favorite, is it could be used as a weapon. You know what I'm saying? When I clock
Exactly. Yo,
somebody.
put a yo, low key tip, put a fucking string
Chain.
around it. Put a chain. You can swing that shit. Whakata. You know, and you defend yourself.
Facts. Facts.
But people using it, and it was crazy. I remember reading the story that apparently, like, elementary school kids were getting bullied because they didn't have a Stanley Cup. I'm like,
I
listen.
never understand why I get, because you don't have the latest thermos. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Listen, bullying has been advanced. Back then, I got bullied for not having cool sneakers. There was one time, like, I was wearing these sneakers that my parents got me from Payless.
Okay.
Shout out Payless for all the
Shout
poor
out,
people.
shout out.
And the sneakers that I had looked exactly like G Units. So
Shout out. Shout
people
out,
were like,
Reeboks.
people were like, "Oh shit, you got the G Units on." I was like, "Oh yeah."
I got the 25 cent, not the 50 cent.
And then I didn't say shit until someone pulled up my fucking like my pant, the bottom of my pants.
Oh, because you had the pant over
They were like, "Yo, those are GU
the
knots." I'm like, "Oh my God." And then they used to play this game called Uh-Oh. Like, do you remember that song that came out? Uh-oh. It's
Cause
you. That one,
it
yeah. So that shit
is
came out. It was playing all the time in the summertime. And people used to call, like, if your sneakers were cooked, they would be like, those were Uh-Ohs.
Get yo. So
So I.
that was the original. What are those?
Yeah, exactly. That was the original. What are those? They're like, oh, damn, you got them uh-ohs on, and it was crazy because, like, yeah, like, listen, most of us are poor,
We need to bring you that
okay?
bag. We need to bring
We
that
most of
bag.
we didn't bring it back. Like, listen, some of us were poor, okay? We could not afford to drop $100, $200 on a pair of sneakers. But
Right.
the first time I got a pair of Nikes, I was rocking them shits all the time. I
All
was so
day.
happy. They were like these burgundy red low, like, they weren't uptowns, they were like the low top,
Okay,
and they were
so Air Force Ones,
like,
you had the Air Force Ones low, burgundy.
yeah, that
Ooh.
shit was
Wait, all burgundy or the
clean.
swoosh was
No,
burgundy?
it was the swoosh was white and the sneaker was
Oh, so
burgundy.
you had an all burgundy.
Yeah, that shit was
Oh,
clean, okay?
okay.
But my mom bought it for me when she had like the taxes, and I was like, all right, look. After that, I kind of stopped giving a fuck about shoes. But yeah, it sucks that you getting bullied when I'm like, my dude, you don't even know your dad. Why are you bullying me? That was the crazy thing. Like, I wish I knew that when I was a child. But it's like, you're bullying me. I can celebrate Father's Day. You can't. Matter of fact, he's picking me up right now as we speak.
See, I was told by my uncle the greatest comeback is just say you ugly, right?
That's not even enough.
But when you back in like the 90s, that's enough to
Yeah.
like for them to shut up. Just
Yeah.
it just be enough for them to shut up, right? I
Nah,
remember one time
nowadays.
somebody had like that. Somebody said something like, "Oh man, your pants are, they're not right." I was like, "Okay, well, I'm not ugly, And
They're
then
like,
it'd just be
oh,
enough for them to
all
think about it, and then be like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, listen, listen. I got my leg back in middle school and high school when I started learning how to defend myself. So,
There you go. There you go.
but yeah, no, there was like kids being like bullying each other, like, "Oh, you don't have a Stanley Cup." I'm like, "You don't know how to
To
wipe
be
your ass.
honest,
You don't know how to wipe your ass yet, Samantha. You got boo-boo stains in your panties. Shut the fuck up."
right? Come on, Bridget, shut your ass up. My thing is, who wants to be carrying that?
That shit is, you're right, Justin.
You know
That
what I'm
shit is
saying?
heavy.
Right. People be talking about like, oh man, y'all used to carry so much stuff. I'm like, do you know how big that Stanley thing is? It's huge.
And you got enough textbooks in your bag already for, as a
Right.
child. Now you gotta be
Right.
like walking around like this, looking like a fucking 12, like a 50-year-old fucking accounting mayor. I'm like, what? Why are you? What is
Like
this?
you got your backpack full of books, you got the Stanley Cup. Like what the fuck? Like you look like you're going hiking. Like what the fuck? Indiana Jones? Like
And the
what?
thing is that kids don't even like water. So what are you drinking in that big ass
Yeah,
cup?
right. That's what I'm saying.
You drinking Capri Suns? You just emptied all the Capri Suns in there?
Which is pretty much the entire case, of Capri Suns. You know what I'm saying? You
Oh
just
my
maxed out all your
God.
Capri Suns in one sitting. Like,
Lord.
But I don't understand the. You should never be bullied for your thermos. Come on now. That's ridiculous.
Like,
That's ridiculous.
yeah, that whole like, oh, you don't have this, you don't have that. I'm just like, yo, you don't wipe your ass. Okay? And mind you, I worked at an elementary school for 3 years. Y'all, if a child were to come up to me on some, oh, you have a fake ass bottle, I was like, I have a fake bottle? I have real underwear. What do you have? I have a fake bottle, but I got fresh breath. What about you?
See, okay, hold on. Before we go, I want to tell you something. I'm actually volunteering to be what's it called? Like a supervisor at
Oh my
Natalie's
God,
school
save
for a
yourself.
field trip, right?
Save yourself.
I wonder if I should use that as a comeback. Like, I said, you know what? Wipe your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Exactly. And you'd be like, oh yeah? You got crust in your undies. Your Spider-Man underwear had boo-boo in them. Like, no, they don't. Like, yes, they do. Go to the bathroom and clean up right now.
right. Clean properly, please. Come on now.
You know? Talking about, oh, you're bald. At least my breath don't stink. My breath doesn't stink. It does. It smells like corn chips. Go wash your mouth.
It smells like Godzilla's ass.
You know, they no. So the thing is that you gotta keep it simple because the more complex it is for a child,
The better.
the
Okay.
more no, not even the less they're gonna care about it. Once you dumb it down to their level, that's when you know, it depends on their age, obviously. Like, so Natty is what, 10?
So the yeah, 10 years old. Yep.
Oh yeah, so you gotta, you know, level it down for a 10-year-old. It's like, oh, you're bald. You have no riz.
Oh, okay.
If they like, yes, I do. No, you don't. You can't even riz up a paper bag. Get out of my face. And then all the kids are like, he said you can't. You have no riz. It's like, I don't even know what that means, but I know I hurt your feelings. Like,
Right.
oh, Mr. Santos, where's your hair? Where's your father? Let's go to the pickup line. Let's see where dad is.
Right. I was joking with Danny. I was like, I'm probably gonna get in trouble with all the other kids. You know what I'm saying? They're like, the teacher's gonna be like, I expected you to be an adult today.
was.
And then I was like, my response would be like, well, technically today's my day off though,
Yeah, like they come to you like, haha, you gotta wear
it
glasses. Like, at least I can see where my future is heading. You can't.
was Damn.
All right, don't say that. You're gonna scar children. They're gonna be like, Mr. Santos, this will be the last time.
We're gonna have to cut your supervising privileges short today.
Yeah, hey, listen, we have four children that were crying. One of them says that you insulted their family, saying that he was raised by a pack of wolves. So we're gonna have to revoke your privileges. Was I lying
No.
though?
You're
Now
right.
some I don't know, some kids deserve it, honestly. Like, I do think a lot of stuff is out of their control, but if you're gonna bully someone, you need to be ready to be bullied back. That's it.
Yeah. And at the same time too, like if this ever happens, like I know enough to be like, yo, they kids. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's like, oh, that's
Like, there's
so.
no reason why somebody should get so up offended. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right. Like, as
they
long
don't
as
know
you
better.
don't, yeah. Or you know what? You could look at them like, oh, okay, little target practice, and then just walk.
I'll just be like, all right, that was good. You okay? You
Like,
good?
okay, bullseye.
You got me
No.
there.
Yeah, because you
Oh
know
my
most
gosh.
kids, they do that shit for attention, so.
Is that and 100% that's what it is. You know, at the end of the day, maybe their parents are not giving them enough attention or not playful enough, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's probably what it is. I mean, Overall, yeah, just, be aware. Just be aware.
Yeah, overall, be aware. And if you put your kids around me, I will roast them. Just FYI. Lechoneros, lechonetti, whatever. What are we calling our fans? I don't know. We have fans? Do people
Listeners?
listen to this?
Yeah, but if, oh yeah, people listen to this.
Are you lying to me?
No, oh no.
You're like, oh yeah,
I have
I got
numbers.
like three listeners.
I have numbers every time. Yeah, we do this. Yeah.
Yeah, Justin is cooking the books.
Oh yeah, I
He's like,
there's
oh yeah,
numbers for this show. There's numbers
there's
for Lucha
numbers.
Diaries. Yeah.
I got them right here. Let me just finish up writing up these numbers that I'll share with you. You're fucking lying.
No, there's people that listen. Trust me, there's people that listen.
Yo, if y'all listen to Lechon Diaries, hit me up for real.
Yeah, come on now, hit it up. What's your phone number? See your phone number
Wait,
out
hold
right
on. What
now.
the fuck? Like, what's your phone number and your mother's maiden name? Also, what's your social security number? Yo,
Your address
Justin's
in
trying to
Brooklyn is
he's
nothing.
trying to steal my identity. That's crazy. I mean, if you want it, you can go ahead. It's just a bunch of student debt, so
Hell no.
if you want to take that, go be my guest.
But yeah, well, guys, I appreciate y'all for listening to us. Thank you. Please follow us on all our socials. Jizzy, where can they find you, homie?
Yes, you can find me on the Instagrammies. It is Jizzy Doodles underscore. I'm getting back into my art. TikTok about to be banned soon. So, also, I don't really post anything on there anyway, so don't follow me there. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. There you go.
Her art is dope, guys. You definitely should check her out. If you like this and you like what I said, you can find me to get your podcast on Twitter, get your podcast on Instagram. You can also find me on Marks and Mics on Fridays. But yeah, appreciate you for doing this with me, Jizzy. This is always
Of
dope.
course, anytime. Yo, Justin got more jobs than a Jamaican.
He's
Like,
crazy.
this man got like 82 podcasts he's on. I'm like, God damn, how do you find the time to be a family man?
Just like Mr. Miyagi said, I keep things balanced. You know what I'm saying? I keep it balanced,
He hasn't seen his family in like a week. I'm joking.
But y'all be safe. Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama, and we out of
Rest
here.
peace, love, chicken grease, free Palestine.
Peace.